Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Radical Islam, right there, front and center. That's Donald Trump. He signed two executive orders today, dramatically expanding the nation's military and a call for so-called extreme vetting of visa seekers from terror-plagued countries. The move, of course, is aimed at strengthening U.S. response to terrorism both home and abroad. He said he was going to do all these things. We are a week into this thing, and he said, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to do this. And he is doing it. And a lot of us out there, and I am one of the people that feel that we need to take a closer look at how we vet people and really have some sort of overhaul that we think, look, we're not going to stop everybody. And, you know, the Democrats could scream and yell that it's only old people and it's only, young kids and women. First of all, last time I checked, there was a lady that was a participant in the shooting in San Bernardino. I think we can remember that. Secondly, it's not just them. It's not just old people. It's not just kids and young, young children and old frail women. And it's not. I see a lot of men. I see a lot of people of 17, 18, 19, 20 and up. And I consider them young men. I could think they could do some damage. And I think we need to really look at it. Whenever somebody says, this is horrible and this is not who America is and this is bad and you must not like, you must be a xenophobe. And I hear people tell me that all the time. And I say, well, you know what? You must hate Americans. Couldn't I say that to you? If one person gets in and does something heinous that kills a bunch of Americans, can I not look at you? If you're going to tell me I'm a xenophobe and I'm all of these things, can I conversely not look at you and say, you must hate America and Americans? He said he was going to do it, and he's doing it. We are a week into this, and he has. Producer Anthony and I are like, what's he going to do next week? Because he's kind of done everything he said he was going to do. So what's he going to do next week? Is there anything left for him to do? Well, there is a few things left for him to do. One of them is a biggie that is coming next week. He says he's made up his mind, and it's about SCOTUS. Here is the Donald.
I have made my decision pretty much in my mind, yes. Now, I mean, subject to change at the last moment, but I think this will be a great choice.
I love that. It's subject to change. Meaning I've made up my mind, but I've also changed my mind on numerous occasions. Remember when I said I was going to do voter fraud, then I wasn't going to do voter fraud, then I was going to do voter fraud, then I wasn't, then maybe yes, then maybe no, and we were going to do 20% tax, and now we're not going to do a 20% tax, and we may do a 20% tax, but we might not do a 20% tax. Everything in him is subject to change. Know that. You see a concert and it'll give you like such and such, such and such, such and such, it tells you all the concerts and the things subject to change. That's him. I may do this, may name this person, subject to change. He's doing everything he said he was going to do. We got a poll up at Chad Benson Show. On the Twitter, you can go there and take it. A week in, how do you think President Trump is doing? 38% say great, 32% said good, 5% so-so, 25% say nightmare. We've also thrown up a second poll. Trump signs action for vetting of foreign nationals. Keep terrorists out. How do you feel? 87% say it's about time. 13% it's bad. It's not who we are. So those polls are up at Chad Benson Show. You can also text the program 323-538-2423. He's doing what he said. It frustrates a lot of people. It's pissing a lot of people off. It's angering people. It's scaring people. People are nervous. Even the Republicans are somewhat nervous. Now they're looking at what's going to happen with Russia. Is he going to cut some of the sanctions with Russia? Is he going to pull some stuff back even before they've had a chance to talk on the phone? There's a fear factor there that he may pull back a little bit, which is going to make even the Republicans apoplectic, and they're going to be pissed off at him, and they're going to start throwing a fit. They want them to have a crackdown and be unified across the board when it comes to Russia. I think Trump's looking at a big picture here where he feels that he can do what other presidents have, which is somehow, in some way, shape, or form, charm this man and or play this man or do a bit of both. Which is possible. Look, I never say never when it comes to this guy anymore. I've learned my lesson. I think most people have learned their lesson. I never say, well, it's never going to happen. No, I believe in my heart that he is a lot smarter than he leads on to be. I know he's a lot more charming than he leads on to be. And I know that there's more to him than meets the eye and meets the actions. Meaning when you see an action of what he does, there's a little bit more to it than that. It's not just specifically this is the action. Behind the scenes, he's done some stuff. He's looking for reactions of people. That's when he operates best, when you show your hands. When you tip your hand is when he makes his move. Theresa May's here. She's the Prime Minister of the UK today. You know, listening to her speak, in fact, you know what? This is great. Producer Phil, let's grab Theresa May's clip. Let's go with clip number 4 and listen to her.
I, James,
I'm a staff.
But we have chosen a different future for our country. A future that sees us restore our parliamentary sovereignty and national self-determination, and to become even more global.
And then if we go down to the retreat, clip number 1 with Trump, listen to a little bit of him.
Now is the dawn of a new era of American independence, a rededication to the idea that the people are in charge of their own destiny.
Eerily similar. Heard yesterday that they would like to have a Thatcher-Reagan-like feel. And see, here's what a lot of people, especially in the mainstream media, and the people that are on the left and Democrats who think he's out of control and they don't understand who he is. Look, that's understandable. That is completely understandable. But what I don't think they see, and obviously they don't see and they don't understand, is you talk to anybody who knows him, even people that are against his politics, he's smart. And he's extremely charming off microphone. On microphone, at times, he's a bit of a caricature of himself, and I think he knows that. But off microphone, in a room, when he's working it, when he's talking, when he's doing the things that he does, he charms the hell out of people. Absolutely. I think he's going to do it to a lot of foreign leaders. I think he's doing it to a lot of business people. I think he may not charm the American left, because I don't think there's anything that could charm them but the likes of whatever it is that they absolutely have to have. But I think he can charm enough people, and I think he can do enough thing and is forward-thinking enough to surprise a lot of people. He's going to make some mistakes. There's no doubt about that. He's going to put his foot in his mouth. He's going to put his Twitter in his mouth. He's going to make some mistakes. But I think off the mic, off the cameras, when it is literally a situation where they are discussing and talking and it is a mano, e womano, e mano, e mano, there is going to be something that he does that surprises a lot of us. He's not the dunce that people make him out to be. He's not the idiot that people make him out to be. He's the kind of guy that you don't see coming. Even though he came, you didn't think he could do it. And I think he relishes that. I think he loves being the underdog. I think it gets him excited. I think he needs that in a lot of ways. That almost fuels his fire. I knew a lot. You know what? It's a perfect example is whether it's Alabama football and sports or the Patriots. They love being the underdog. Right? They love that. They feed off it. Even though they know they're not the underdog, they like to play the underdog. They know they're the villain, and they're okay with that. But they also want to be the underdog in their minds. It gives them a little oomph. I think that's what he does. Very interesting first week, though. He's definitely been at it, and he's been hard charging, and I don't know what's going to be left next week. We'll see. He's got his pick for SCOTUS coming up. It should surprise us. Could be anybody, for all we know. Could be anybody. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You want to email the program. You can call us 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Simple and easy there. Text the program as well, 323-538-2423. We got polls up on the Twitter. We got your urban word of the day. And then today in D.C., there was a different kind of march. They marched for life, and Pence spoke. What did he say? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm already hooked.
And we're just getting started.
Whoop-dee-doo!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yes, it is the Chad Benson Show. Happy Friday. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Our aim is to make you a little bit hip and cooler, and we're learning along with you to be somewhat hip and cool. We are infotainment. That's why we do this thing called the Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
All right, your urban word today, and you guys can use this whenever you need to. You're at work. Something's not going right. You and a bunch of other people get together, and you start bitching, whining, and moaning. It's called blame storming. You're blaming somebody for stuff. It's a fusion of words, including blame and brainstorming, which is used to describe a meeting where participants determine who's responsible for a particular problem or failure. Blame storming, essentially, is the identification of a scapegoat. We do that around here all the time. We blame storm. It's what we do, kids. Trump right now is what the world is blame storming. They're all getting together and blaming him for everything. Interesting. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
The cranium is stretched. Today, D.C., there was a march. This time was a march for life. It was not as big, and I don't care what people say. I saw the crowds. There wasn't as many people as last week. But it was still a sizable crowd, but something took place today that hasn't taken place before. You had a sitting vice president or somebody from the presidential cabinet that actually spoke today, and that was Michael Pence, Vice President Michael Pence. And here's a little bit of what he said.
Deeply humbled to be the first vice president of the United States to ever have the privilege to attend. That we are, all of us, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life. Because of all of you and the many thousands who stand with us in marches like this all across the nation, life is winning again in America.
You know, I talked to some people who are just adamant that Trump has to go, and I just laugh. And I said, well, why does he have to go? What has he done? Well, you know, he grabbed the hoo-ha, and that's what he said on Billy Bush's thing. I said, you know what? Guys talk all the time. You'd be surprised what your husband said when you're not listening. I just want to let you know that. You'd be surprised what your husband said when you're not around. Well, he's got issues with too many businesses, and they're making stuff up. They're grasping at straws. Essentially, they don't like him. And he is one of these people that is he's going to try to take away every right you possibly can take away. And I said, well, first of all, let's talk about the LGBTQ question real quick. Just quick. Just like, you know, throwing it out there. I said, he's already said that's settled. The course has spoken. We're moving on. Well, he wants to move somebody who's pro-life on there. Well, he's going to do that, but it's still going to be 5-4 in the Supreme Court right now. So slow your roll there. Nothing's going to change. Unless another person either retires or suddenly dies that's on the left side of the court, 5-4, this is a settled matter. And they said, well, he's just not good for America. And he's not good for women. And I said, okay. I said, I hear you. I said, but be careful what you wish for. And they said, why? I said, well, I think Trump is a lot of things. I think he is very pro-business. I think he wants to push America forward and get the engine of the economy revving. I think he is a person that is not afraid to speak his mind. I think he wants to be heavy-handed when it comes to terrorism and go hard. I think he's going to do things that, yes, at times maybe look un-American in certain situations, but maybe for right now that might be what we need. But I said, as far as social issues goes, I said, I really don't think he cares that much about it. And she came back to me and she said, well, I think you're wrong. And I said, well, I'm just telling you, be careful what you wish for. Because you see, the guy behind him that you hope may become president, he is a conservative Christian who leads with his faith. And if you don't think he'll take these things on, maybe even harder than he takes on the economy and ISIS, you're fooling yourself. So please be careful what you wish for out there. Mike Pence is a middle American Christian conservative who believes in marriage is between a man and a woman and life begins at inception. So while you're upset and angry because he grabbed a hoo-ha somewhere, understand that Mike Pence may be a worse nightmare for you. They don't get it, though. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Chadbenson, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Friday! Happy Friday. It's Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We had a big lunch. It was probably too big today. I went with my uncle. He's a big boy. We were sitting there laughing because he said a couple weeks ago he went into a all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant. Phil, you'll love this. You'll appreciate this. And the owner comes up to him and says, you got 2 hours. Put a limit on him. We were laughing. It was so hard. He goes, you got 2 hours. That's it. All you can eat in 2 hours. Oh, my God. Is that that's rude. Is that fatism? Is that what that would be? Fatism? Do we call it that? Nutritionally overachieving? I like that. People of size.
I could eat a lot of sushi.
What?
I could eat a lot of sushi.
Yeah, they told him he had 2 hours. Just the guy comes right up to me and goes, you got 2 hours. Buffet shaming. Ooh, I like that. You've been buffet shamed. What do you think of them apples? It made me think of this because producer Anthony sent me this, and I was laughing. So the guy had a $116 bill, and it was hilarious. It's just like, it was at a buffet. It was at Fats Restaurant in Folsom, California. Fats Asian Bistro. And it's like $23 for Brick Zinfandel, Carl Strauss Red Trolley, $6.75, and then a bunch of like vegetable chow mein, orange chicken, Genghis Khan beef. You think Genghis Khan would be stoked to find out that he's now a beef, right? Comes back and goes, so what's it all like, Eddie? Oh, you know, it's you're beef now. What? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. General Zhao's got chicken in your beef. Well, there you go. But on there, the total bill was $116.80. But at the they subtracted $30.95. How they came up with that number, I do not know. Off the bill because it says seen rat. Seen a rat, want no part of it. And what's weird is like, what do you do in that instance? Do you run? Do you just say, I'm not paying? I mean, everybody's looking for something. And you've already eaten it. And what if you're in the middle of, like, what if you're eating and you're in the middle of eating and you look and you see a rat come running by? Do you finish? I don't know. You're more a foodie than I am, Phil. I go to places where everything is completely sterile. Would you flip? Would you just leave?
No, but I certainly would ask for a discount.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is at this point in time. At this point in time, even if you've served me rat, it tastes okay. I'm not going to bitch about it. People are eating worse out there. But I do want a discount because you've charged me for Genghis Khan beef when really it's ratty rat is what you're serving me. Ratty, ratty, tat, tat, rat. That is kind of gross, though. It's so funny, though. You hear 2 hours. That is buffet shaming. People of size, we get no breaks. By age 6, girls already consider boys more likely to show brilliance and more suited to be really, really smart. More smarter than their own gender. This is according to a new study. U.S.-based research found that at age 5, girls viewed themselves being just as capable as their male counterparts. But just a year later, they were already perceiving their own gender differently. This report was published Thursday in the Journal of Science based on a result of a range of experiment of about 400 kids. In one test, they told children a story about a person who was really, really smart. We were careful to leave out any clues as to the person's gender, said Lynn Bian, a psychologist at the University of Illinois. The children were then asked to guess who was the protagonist of the story. At age 5, both boys and girls picked out characters of their own, but within a year, they had changed. Boys picked out boys, but girls were picking boys as well. Suddenly, at age 6, girls became less likely than boys to do this. It's interesting. They said at age 5, both boys and girls were enjoying lots of different activities together equally. But by 6 and 7, girls had lost interest in some of those activities. Well, I don't know what those activities are. Isn't there a certain sense that, you know, boys and girls are different, all right? You put boys and girls in a room and you put toys out there, boys will gravitate to things that shoot and jump and look like monsters. Girls will gravitate towards other things, to the little cooking thing, to the dolls, to whatever, right? There's nothing wrong with that. We've got to stop trying to break genders up and trying to force them all to be the same. What is it now? Well, it's part Barbie, but it's also part Stretch Armstrong. Like, it's trans Barbie. Enough. And school, by the way, if you guys all know this, if you have kids, is really geared right now with a very gender-biased way that things are going and curriculum that favors the girls a lot more than the boys. It does. I've got a 6-year-old, 6.5-year-old. I know. I see it. I do find it to be silly, though, that they used to like doing these activities. Maybe they didn't really. Maybe when this was the activity when they were 5 or 6, and then maybe they get a little older and like, I don't really like doing that anymore. I used to like do stuff when I was like 10 or 11, and by the time I came 12, I'm like, I don't like doing that anymore. I gravitated towards something else. Maybe that was last year. This year we like doing this. But we're always trying to force now kids, and we talk about gender as if what is it, non-binary gender normalcy? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, you're gender normative.
Yeah, gender normative. I'll get that right one day. Can we just, enough of this, right? I mean, it's silly. It really is silly. It is a foolish, silly thing. The truth is that little boys are boys. boys inherently like certain things. They like guns. They like to, you know, run around and play dodgeball. They like to wrestle. They like to, you know, play with cars and rocket ships. And there are some girls that like to do that, I'm sure, but very few. There's some kids that like, the boys like to play with dollies. But again, very few. Which is enough. And I don't for an instant think that girls at age six think that all men or boys are smarter or this, that, and the other. I don't think that's true. I think you're reaching for something in the study. You know what they say? What you can do is we need to have more stronger, you know, female role models. I said, I think we're getting those, right? I'm pretty sure we're getting a lot of those now. I'm pretty sure that's happening. But can we just step back for a second and realize that we're different. There's nothing wrong with being different. There's nothing wrong with being different. And by different, I mean, I am a man. You may be a woman. You have different bits than I do. We have different strengths and different weaknesses. We can both celebrate those and we can learn from one another and we could be okay with it. Life is not equal. Don't care what anybody says. I don't care what it, we're all born. No, life is not equal. If it was equal, why are there Brad Pitts, right? And why are there people of size? Why are there people who are brilliant, smart, and talented in numerous things? And why are there the people that struggle with everything? Doesn't mean we don't have equal opportunity. Doesn't mean we don't have to. But the fact is, we're not all equal. We can celebrate our differences. There's just, we've got to stop. I just found this to be so absurd that we would take something that a 5 and 6 year old little kid has done and we could start to build some sort of study that already little girls see themselves as beneath men or not as smart as men. They're 5 and 6. Half of them are going to have an accident this week. Half of them are going to pee their bed or poop their pants. I don't really know if I want to build a study completely based on that. Did you not see how many women marched last week? Do you think that they feel that they're not as smart as men? I don't think they do. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't. These studies, though, this is the craziness that happens when, and then we start asking questions about, well, how can we make things fairer? How can we make things a lot more of an equal thing for each person? How do we introduce maybe, you know, little boys to this and little girls to this? Well, what if the little girl doesn't want to play, you know, well, I don't even know what boys play. I don't even know what they're allowed to play anymore. What if they don't want to do that? What if little boys don't want to do that? What if little girls don't want to do this? Are we going to, is this, we're just pushing everybody? We got to push in this. You got to do this. Crazy. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. One of the things they say, gender stereotyping is evident at age six. Boys are more likely prone to telling everyone, I am smart or I am strong and constantly require reassurance. Girls are more conciliatory and look at someone else's point of view. You pick that up from 5 and 6 year olds? You're going to base that study on that? Controlled study. Parents are all the same. Both have mom and dad, or dad and dad, or mom and mom, or whatever makes everybody feel good. Just questions. Remember the studies, kids. Remember the studies. Straight ahead, movies. It is a movie weekend. Jack and I have got a movie we're going to go see that is perfect for a 6.5 year old, I was told. And it's none of the movies that are coming out this weekend. Plus, there's controversy about one of the movies that's out right now. In fact, the number one movie in America. We will discuss what the controversy is because there's got to be controversy in everything that happens ever. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Something is going on here.
Say what?
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, party people. Happy Friday. Fridays means movies. Movies means things that I will go see that most everybody else won't see because that's the kind of person I am. That's the love I have for you. This weekend, Jack and I are going to go see Monster Trucks. That's where the monsters live inside the trucks and help. It's exactly what a 6.5-year-old dreams of. So we'll be going to see that. Three other movies come out. Gold, starring Matthew McConaughey. I think he put on like 30 or 40 pounds to play this role. True story of a guy by the name of Kenny Wells. He was an American businessman who had risked everything and was down and out and made the biggest strike in history when it comes to gold. I think some $30 billion worth. And the fight that went on with that, money disappeared, drama, the whole nine yards. The Dog's Purpose was going to come out this weekend. That's the movie that's causing a lot of controversy because of how Hercules, the 2.5-year-old German Shepherd, the TMZ, got a video of where they got it into a position inside of a water that it apparently looked uncomfortable getting into. And, of course, people are screaming, don't go see this movie because it's bad, because it's evil. I think they thought this would be the next Marley and Me. You know, one of those movies. But and what happens in the movie, Josh Gad is in it and Dennis Quaid, is it's a little boy who gets a dog and it goes through his life and the dog dies and the boy gets older. He gets a new dog. And essentially that dog is it, the mind of that dog is the same dog. It's reincarnated all the way through. So we'll see how that does. And Mila Jovovich says goodbye. Her super soldier, Alice, this will be the last one in the Resident Evil, the final chapter. If you have a chance to go see that this weekend, I think I would. This is the only zombie thing I can put up with. I don't do zombies otherwise. I don't watch any other zombie shows. I don't watch The Walking Dead or any of that stuff. But I like this, and she is just, she's easy on the eyes. Like, I would take a chance to be eaten by a zombie to get to her. Like, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Go see that. Number one movie this weekend, though, will be Split again, and that's causing controversy because, once again, we can't have anything but controversy when it comes to certain things. Split is the movie that stars James McAvoy. It's an M. Night Shyamalan's newest movie. Got a great rating, made $40 million last year, beat experts by double what they thought it was going to make. He stars as a villain, James McAvoy, but he has 24 personalities. That's a lot of personalities. That is a lot of personalities. One of which is referred to as the Beast. On top of all of the Beast and everything else, there are points inside of the movie where he dresses as a woman. So the LGBT community is very upset about this. On top of that, you've got the fact that they don't think he's portraying the multiple personality disorder the right and correct way. And it's a movie. Okay? It's a movie. That's what it is. You don't have to find fault in everything. You don't have, sometimes it's just a movie. There are two movies that if you made, you could not make today. Psycho, there's no way you're making Psycho. Because the trans community would flip. You know what else you could make? Tootsie. There is no chance in hell, or Miss Doubtfire. No chance in hell you're making those. No way. No way. Are you making those? And I know they were working on, that was the whole thing, right? They were going to do Miss Doubtfire 2. Or did they do it? Did they even film it? I don't know. Producer Anthony's going to look it up if they did that. But there's no way you could do that. And, you know, one of the my favorite sitcoms in the 80s was, what was the one with Tom Hanks? Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies, yeah.
Remember Bosom Buddies? You're not making that today. You're not making that today. Bosom Buddies with Peter Scolari and Tom Hanks, where they dress up like women because the only place they can get a place to live in New York is a woman's only condo or apartment building, so they pretend to be women. It's no way. It's not happening. It's not. What was the other movie, TV show, God, in the 80s? Producer Phil, you might remember this one. Remember when the girl ended up dressing up like the boy and got on the football team? Or whatever. It was an 80s movie.
Just One of the Guys.
Just One of the Guys. Never happening. Never. It's ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. But Psycho is one of those movies, along with, I think, Tootsie and Miss Doubtfire, that you look back, and those movies were big, and they were somewhat iconic, and they've lived on for a long time. And nowadays, if it's made, and they even mention Psycho in this petition that they've got swirling around out there, that these are the kind of movies that give people who have trans or split personalities, whatever, stop it. Stop looking for a reason to be pissed off and upset. Stop it. How about focus on other things? Or better yet, don't go see the movie. There's that too. There is that as well. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Email the program. We've got a really cool poll up right now. Two of them about how do you feel about Trump's first week in office. Grade him. We've also got one about the vetting of the people that are coming here from foreign lands where terrorism is about. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.